Thanks for your company. It's coming up to a minute to five this afternoon. We are getting word that the Premier, any moment now, will be making a briefing to the media, to the state of Queensland, after coming out of Emergency Services Headquarters at Kedron. She has just been briefed by personnel there. We're going to take you straight now to the Premier Palaszczuk at Kedron.
Well, the State Disaster Committee has just met. And I can advise Queenslanders that Cyclone Marsha is currently a Category 3, but we believe it will intensify to a Category 4. It is likely to cross the Queensland coast around 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. When it crosses the coast, it will be between St. Lawrence and Gladstone in the early hours of Friday morning. It is important that all Queenslanders brace themselves for heavy rain. This is a serious event. It has changed drastically since this morning. Since this morning, it's gone from a Category 1 to a 3, and we're likely to see Category 4. Queenslanders need to be prepared now. This is an important time not to panic, but to be serious and make sure you'll have your preparations well in place. For emergency storm and flood response, people should call SES on 132 500. There will be hourly updates given from here on in, because we want Queenslanders to have the most up-to-date information. When this cyclone crosses, it could cross with speeds of up to 260 kilometres an hour. Please take care. The strongest winds will be to the south, and in relation to the reassessment of where it is likely to cross, we are now looking also at the areas of Serena and Mackay, but we'll get some further updates very shortly. In relation to Ergon and Energex, they're on standby in case there are power failures. The cyclone centres. From 5 p.m. today, Yeppoon is now open, but there are also cyclone centres in Mackay and Proserpine. Please listen to your radios every hour. Have a radio close by. It is likely that many regional airports will be closed from this evening. So if you're planning to travel, make sure you are listening to the radio, because the airports may be closed in the morning. It is crucial that you stay by your radio and listen to the hourly updates. The Whitsunday Islands, they are now in lockdown and they will be observing the standard emergency procedures. In relation to education, no schools are closed at present, and we have a policy that has existed in Queensland since 2008 that we will not close the schools until 6 a.m. the following morning. So once again, I say to all the parents out there, please be patient. We will get to you the most urgent information by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. In relation to the hospitals, we've had briefings this afternoon as well. All the hospital and health services have activated their plans. All of their plans are activated and ready to go. We've also heard from the ambulance services, and they are all prepared. We have moved additional resources up to Mackay and Rockhampton. Today I've been in contact with several mayors, the mayors in Rockhampton, Livingston, Bundaberg and Gladstone, and I have assured them that the state government is doing everything we possibly can. And the Deputy Premier has spoken to the Mayor of Mackay just following the meeting. So with that, I'm going to hand over to Rob Webb to give us an update from the Bureau of Meteorology.
Thanks, Premier. Just to bring you up to date, obviously the situation is rapidly escalating as the cyclone has developed rapidly, more rapidly than normal over the course of today. We do have a Category 3 system to the east of Mackay at the moment, and it's moving towards the coast. We expect it to intensify further to be a Category 4 system at the time of crossing. At this stage, people between about Mackay and Gladstone, that's the key area that we think that the core of the cyclone may head towards, so people in those zones should be aware of the development of destructive or very destructive wind gusts over the course of the next 12 hours. First of all, people in those areas will start to experience increasing winds, gale force winds, and they will, near the core of the cyclone, increase to gusts to the strength of up to 260 kilometres per hour. We'll be issuing updates every hour to our warnings to make sure that the very latest information is available. But it's one of those times now, it's time to stay indoors. Don't travel if you don't have to travel, and listen to the latest advice from emergency services and keep your eye on the very latest warnings from the Bureau of Meteorology. I'll hand over to Deputy Commissioner now to give you an update.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Yes, good evening. The key message now is one of safety. As indicated by the Premier, this is an escalating event, and it is now quite a dangerous event that we're faced with. Whilst it may seem at the moment that it could go into a remote area, we're continuing to monitor it and make sure that everyone that's going to be impacted by this event is safe. So the message to the Queenslanders is to make sure that you're prepared for this. Make sure that you can last several days if you have to at home. Make sure that you're in contact with what's happening. For emergency storm and flood response, call the SES on 132 500 or download the app on iPhone or Android to go to the SES website to be able to do that at www.132500.queensland.gov.au. However, as always, if you're in a life-threatening emergency, always call 000 so we can get the appropriate response to you. People need to think about the magnitude of this event now and make sure that they are ready tonight. It's no use thinking about it at 2 o'clock in the morning when it might be about to come over in the next hour or two. You have to make sure that your preparations are in place now. And if there's no need to go out, don't go out. These are dangerous events when you go outside. Stay off the roads. Stay where you're safe. Make sure your loved ones are safe. Make sure your friends are safe. Look after your pets and make sure that we can get through this as safely as possible. The police have been police and emergency services have been placed into areas where we expect impact, and they are there to assist. So we ask you that if there are any problems, that you contact police or local emergency services for assistance.
Thank you. Any questions?
Are you hoping it might cross at a remote area? Did someone say that?
That is the indication at the moment, but anything can change here. So that is why that we have extended the area up to Serena and Mackay, and that local management committee is now activated.
The immediate risks that then flow from the additional size of this system, how difficult is it at this late stage to be able to adjust to that?
At the moment, we're also doing some detailed modelling that we'll be able to give Queenslanders over the next couple of hours in relation to storm surge. At the time of the crossing, we're expecting that it will actually be coinciding roughly around the low tide, but we are doing some modelling in relation to that as we speak.
What's the geographic extent of the system?
I might just get Rob.
Sure. At the moment, the cyclone warning extends all the way from Bowen down to Double Island Point. That's the geographical extent of where we might anticipate gale force winds. That's the outer core of the damaging winds. But clearly the smaller core of the cyclone might only be less than 100 kilometres across, but that the most destructive core is a narrow area. So not everyone is going to experience these higher end wind speeds, but there is going to be a core of people that will.
Of about 100?
Less than 100 kilometres, yeah.
Well, Rob, bring this up to Category 4. What sort of danger level does that increase these things by? I know like a Category 3, for instance, you expect crop damage, you expect home damage. What are you looking at?
Category 4 is a very serious situation in terms of damage to property, in terms of damage to the local infrastructure. But as the Deputy Commissioner said, it's just urging people to stay indoors. People in Queensland are prepared for cyclones. This is a big cyclone, but just keep an eye, keep an ear out for the very latest information to stay the safest.
You are listening to a live press conference coming out of emergency headquarters at Kedron. The Rob Webb from the Bureau is currently taking questions.
At the moment, it's been intensifying far more rapidly than a typical cyclone would. To try and find out the reasons to that, we'd have to go back and look at it. But as we've been updating the very latest information over the last 3, 4 to 5 hours, clearly it's been intensifying. It's for us, it's about just making sure that we've got these strong links with our emergency services agencies, keeping them updated, making sure the decisions are crisp Throughout the day, we've been warning this part of the coast between Mackay and down to Double Island Point of a cyclone coming in. At the moment now, it's intensified, and it looks like it's shifted a little bit further north. But we hope that community preparations are in place, and now it's just a matter of staying safe and making sure that if you don't have to go outside, don't go outside.
Could it become a 5 then?
At this stage, we think it will cap off at a Category 4, but we need to keep monitoring the situation to see if it will turn into a Category 5. Whether it's 260 kilometres an hour or a Category 5, which is up to 285 to 90 kilometre an hour gusts, both very, very damaging storms. So at this stage, people's preparations wouldn't change whether it's a Category 4 or a Category 5. It's about staying safe.
Looking further ahead, tomorrow afternoon into Saturday, heavy rain for Brisbane, for southern Queensland?
Certainly as this cyclone crosses the coast, it will begin to decay, and the rainfall associated with it will start to fall along the coast to the south of it and eventually come down to southeast Queensland. So there is the potential of that heavy rain to develop during the tomorrow and into Saturday. So the potential for flooding is still there, and we have a flood watch out for a large number of catchments.
The fact that it's intensifying again this afternoon, does that mean it will take longer to die down once it does cross the coast?
Sure. As the cyclone does, because it's a stronger system, it will take a little bit longer to die down. So I should stress as well, this isn't just a coastal issue. We need to be aware that it will go a little bit inland as well.
Sorry, just to clarify, I know this isn't the main priority, but just in terms of Brisbane itself, the outlook isn't as severe for Brisbane itself in the next few days?
The outlook, Brisbane won't have winds of these strengths. We don't anticipate. We feel it's the cyclone will cross further north. But that's not to say that there won't be some dangerous conditions. Sea levels are already up, so lots of coastal erosion, heavy rain, local flash flooding. It's a good time to remind people, don't go anywhere near floodwater. Floodwaters will be rising rapidly in the next in the coming days, so it's important, don't go anywhere near floodwater if you see it.
Over the past few days, we've been talking about rainfall of up to sort of 500 millimetres in some parts. Are those estimates still correct? Is that what you're expecting?
Broad scale, we're expecting around that 200 to 300 millimetres, but we all know that rainfall doesn't fall uniformly, and those falls of up to 500 millimetres or more are possible. It's just a matter of if one location gets the extra boost it needs, normally around right on the coastal strip or anywhere near elevated terrain as well.
Is it likely to have that sort of tail effect that we saw from Oswald once it's come inland, that it continues to draw a lot of moisture in, or is it really just that sort of central Queensland danger zone that's the big issue now?
At this stage, no, all the way down to the border. We feel that there's still rainfall possible. Oswald was an extreme event in terms of its rainfall totals. At this stage, we're not anticipating the 1,000 millimetres that we saw with Oswald, but that doesn't mean that we won't see flood levels above the minor flood level, and it's just a matter of where the rainfall falls and when, and that's something that our hydrologists will be working with the local councils and the emergency authorities to give the very latest information.
You are listening to a briefing from Emergency Services Headquarters at Kedron. Rob Webb from the Bureau is taking questions.
Oh, look, the priority is Queenslanders' safety. That is paramount. And everything that all of the agencies are working towards is ensuring people's safety. So please listen to the radio every hour. Please make sure that you are taking precautions now, and we'll be updating you on a regular basis. But can I reassure Queenslanders that this state government is out there doing everything we possibly can? We have activated all of our emergency services. They have done this before. They are well resourced, and they are there to meet the demands of Queenslanders and Queensland families right across the areas that are likely to be impacted.
How much notice can Queenslanders expect in those areas where the evacuation centres have been set up? How long should it take for them to...
Well, as I said, the Yeppoon one will be set up from 5 p.m, but essentially listen to your radio. Listen to the radio for the hourly updates, and that is where you will get the most up-to-date information. And like I said, all the mayors out there, they know exactly what they're doing as well. They're very comfortable with their management plans. They've all been stood up as well, so they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm very, very comfortable that all of our state government agencies are working to the best of their ability. And I know that there are thousands of workers out there at the moment, and I thank each and every one of them for the hard work that they are putting putting in to making sure that Queenslanders are safe, especially during this time.
So should residents...
Okay, and that's where we'll leave that.
Well, that was Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, who was briefing and continues to brief the media at Kedron, the emergency services headquarters. Just reiterating, Cyclone Marcia, Tropical Cyclone Marcia, Category 3 at the moment, but is expected to be a Cat 4 by the time it hits the coast, somewhere between St Lawrence and Rockhampton, around Yeppoon.